This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
Good looking Friday out there to get things rolling right now. Good looking Friday. A lot of things to talk about, important things to talk about. I am really shocked that Barack Obama talked about standing down on the Russian investigation back in 2016, according to top people in the administration, former administration. You know, and how is it that Barack Obama lied, used a pseudonym to communicate back and forth with Hillary Clinton, and, you know, the press basically, oh, yeah, so what? Can you imagine if Donald Trump was using a pseudonym, they'd be dissecting the name that he used and what it means and the secret hidden messages and whether it reflected on his mental health. I mean, they'd have a complete breakdown. They'd have panel discussions. Barack Obama can lie to the American people. I didn't know anything about Hillary Clinton's email deal until I heard about it in the news. And it's perfectly okay. Fridays means Steve Doolin's here, attorney, professor, jack of all trades, and center fielder. Doolin, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
I'm good to have you. Hope you're well rested. That's all I care about.
Appreciate it.
So, wait, no problem. You know, so if Donald Trump had lied about having a pseudonym and was communicating on an unsecured server back and forth with a member of his administration and lied to the world about it, saying, I learned about that on TV. Can you imagine what these clowns at CNN and the New York Times and everywhere else would do? They would go bananas, wouldn't they?
Well, sure. I mean, they're going bananas anyway, even when they have to make it up. Much less if there were some truth to it.
What do you mean when they have to make it up? They make it up constantly, it looks like to me. I mean, oftentimes, I was impressed yesterday. What is his name there from CNN? Jake Tapper. Tweets out, I swear, I can't make this up. He sends a tweet out yesterday that Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, actually coordinated with the National Enquirer about stories that were going to be written about the president so they could kind of look at them ahead of time. And Tapper was all appalled by that. I'm thinking, you mean like when Hillary Clinton sent all sorts of stuff to CNN for approval ahead of time? Or was he referring to when like CNN sent questions for an upcoming presidential debate back to Hillary Clinton in advance? Of course, that's perfectly fine with Jake Tapper and CNN. But the National Enquirer, everybody's go-to news publication, is somehow suspect. Please!
Well, CNN has been in coordination with the prior White House for years. In fact, I experienced that when I was on the set of Piers Morgan's show. Christiana Amanpour leaned over to Piers Morgan and said, "What did the president tell us during a break?" And I'm not the only one who's reported things like that happening at CNN during that administration. It's well known. It's simply a fact that the socialists stick together.
Now, let me ask you this. And looking at the previous administration, I mean, you're a pretty good student of history. You watch these things. You get it, Doolin. First Lady Michelle Obama. Was a disparaging word ever said about her during the 8 years they occupied the White House? I mean, the fact that she said, for the first time ever, I love my country. You know, that was a disparaging word. Did it ever come out of the mouths of Wolf Blitzer or Jake Tapper or any of the other of those occupying the clown car known as liberal journalism? And the answer, of course, is no. But
kid gloves.
But Melania Trump gets maligned because she had stilettos on before she went to Texas, before she got on the helicopter to go to Texas for the flooding last year. And then yesterday she wore this coat. I think it's made by Zara. It's a Spanish company. One of the UK papers figured that out. $40 coat, just a jacket. I really don't care, do you? written on the back of it, kind of like a graffiti thing. That's what she wore. Only as she boarded the plane to head down to a detention center for minors in Texas, and only when she got off. She didn't wear it when she was with the kids, and I wouldn't have cared if she did. But that's all the media can focus on. They can't talk about the fact that she went there, she met with people, she was well-received, people love her. They don't care about that. They don't care.
No, it's like the two aunts that hate each other at the wedding. And one's in one corner talking about the other one and saying every evil possible thing she can think of. That, you know, CNN's the evil aunt in one corner, and anybody on the Trump team is the one in the other corner. And she's just saying, oh, my God, can you believe she wore those shoes? Or, oh, my God, that jacket doesn't match with her handbag or something. I'm the last guy to comment on fashion. But I will it was a probably an unforced error to even own that coat.
Well, you know, it's a coat, and who cares? I mean, it doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, this is what the cool kids wear. She's very stylish. She wears top fashions from everybody, so she had a coat. I really don't care to you. Now, the president tweeted out that has to do with the fake media. Who knows if it does or doesn't, but I don't know if it's an unfair. I don't think it's an error at all. I think it's the obsession of the anti-conservative, anti-Trump, anti-Republican, anti-American media. That's what because I think that's who they are.
Well, I'm used to advising clients on their dress when they appear in court, so maybe I'm a little more sensitive to it. But you don't show up to court wearing a screw authority pin on your jacket, that kind of thing.
I should have thought of that.
You should have somebody look at her as before she walks out, and so should everybody on that team have somebody look before you walk out into the cameras that you know are going to be there, the hostile cameras that you know are going to be there. And there ought to be somebody on your team who takes a look at you and says, pause just a moment. Can we switch out the jacket? You know, I mean, honestly, there ought to be somebody there with that level of thought.
Unless, of course, it was intended. I mean, there is that, right? I mean, there's the possibility that it was intended for some messaging at some level to make the media go crazy and spin out and lose perspective. It doesn't take much. Knock them off center, right?
Oh, it's possible. Sure. The one thing that even the socialists are begrudgingly admitting is that President Trump plays the media like a fiddle, plays Twitter like a fiddle. And
Twitter, toddler, I get it. Yeah.
What we're all going to be talking about today.
Right. Every tweet that he sends, that gets massive coverage. Every tweet that he sends gets mad. You know, and that's the thing. You know, the news media sit there. Donald Trump, all he does is talk about himself. Donald Trump talks about Donald Trump all the time. Well, gee, guys, so do you. It's all the media does. You know, you give him wall-to-wall coverage every time. I mean, he gets up in the morning, he smiles to himself, a devious little Dennis the Menace smile. Same hair, by the way. And then he starts tapping away on his device. Next thing you know, the media is all in a lather, and he's having a good morning. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I'll just say I no longer think I'm smarter than President Trump, which was a thought that I had early on when he first decided he was going to run for president. I slowly realized that he's dumb like a fox.
Exactly. Doolin, have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, too, Gruber.
There you have it. This hour brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power.